Can I ask you first of all, then, Father, your reactions when the announcement was made, a pope from Latin America? I imagine you may have been hoping for another European pope.
Well, from the beginning, of course, during the conclave, people have been asking, now, who is your candidate? Who do you think it will be? Which are the preferences of the people and so on? Of course, you can think about this man has this quality and that man has those other qualities. And we do know that we need a pope who is a holy man and who is able to guide our church in the time of today. But to put a name on that, I find it's like moving on to the seat of the Holy Spirit. So I was very happy to leave that into his hands. At the same time, you think and you look, and this was very unexpected.
Do you know anything about the new man?
I haven't met him, but I heard some very good things about him. Everybody I speak to tell me he's a good man, very simple man, listening to people, but also, well, we heard him speak yesterday, very concentrated on the essence of our faith. And I think this is exactly what we need in this time, to think and to realize that the church is not that what we see from the outside, but that it is all about a personal relationship with a person, Christ, who has a path with every person in this earth. This Pope yesterday, and what he said in his first homily, is very much focused on that, and I think that's exactly what we need in these days.
The pontificate of Pope Benedict, of course, was very much focused on Europe, on the re-evangelization of Europe. What difference do you think it will make, perhaps, having a pope from somewhere so far away, as he put it?
I think it is interesting for Europe, because of course I speak from a European perspective, to have somebody from the outside come in. I hope that he will be able to help us to open ourselves to other possibilities, to other ways of living the faith and other ways of following Christ within the same church that we form together. And I also hope that he will be able to help us to grow in the way the church in Europe is developing. We always hear about the negative movement. You see less and less Christians, people are less and less convicted of what they believe in, secularization, all those terms you hear a lot. But what we need is to open up to something new, to be re-evangelized. But re-evangelization may mean that the evangelizer, those who bring the gospel, has to come from the outside. And this Pope comes from the outside, from our perspective, from the outside, to bring us the gospel.
So the churches perhaps have a lot more to learn from Latin America and other places.
I think we have to learn from every place where Christians are genuinely living their faith and trying to follow Christ. And we can learn immensely from each other. That's what we see within the boundaries of Europe itself, that countries and people from countries that meet each other are strengthened by that, what they hear from other people, are encouraged by the examples of other people. And this should be done in a worldwide setting as well. And I hope this Pope will be able to help us.
Those challenges of secularization that you were talking about, they're particularly a challenge in your own country, Holland, aren't they? Tell us a little bit about the church there.
Well, the church in Holland has gone through a very difficult time since the 60s when people en masse left the church and were questioning the faith. I must say that today we have a smaller flock, but people tend to start to realize the essence of the faith and the importance of what we said before, the personal relationship with Christ, on which everything has to be constructed, and tends to be more interested in what is happening outside of the country, which is happening in the world church. So I do see some signs of hope within the church, which clearly has some scars and bruises from its past decades, where life for Christians was quite difficult.
You're talking about signs of hope. Can you give us some examples? You worked particularly with young people, didn't you? What do you see as bringing most hope amongst the young people in Holland today?
Well, I was working with young people in a town where students from all around the country were coming for their studies. They didn't come to encounter Christ, but for their studies. During their studies, some of them realized, I miss something. I'm maybe in my second year of studies. I do like what I'm doing, but is this what I have to do all my life? What is the sense of my life? I felt that they were looking for answers that we as a church are able to give. Not that we have the answer. The answer is always coming from Christ. But with them, we were discovering that the answer to their questions, what do I need to do, what am I, who am I, how can I be happy in my life, that the answer was to be found in Christ. They were in number, maybe not so many, but every week again, those young people that were already in touch with us and with each other and were praying together, they brought other young people in. And I think that's the essence of what we can do as a church, to have lively people with a lively faith, which they can share with others and bring others in, telling them, listen, I know what you're feeling. I've gone through this as well. My questions may have been a bit different, but the answer can be found here in the church, in the relationship with Christ.
Before the election of Pope Francis, many people were talking about the need for a younger pope, a younger figure who could relate perhaps to some of these searching questions that you're talking about in young people today. And yet we have another older man, again, 76 years old. Do you think this is a problem?
When I was working in the parish, the line between who is young, who is not young, was a shifting line. It depended a lot on the person. I've had some very old people with grey hairs, long after their retirement, come to our meetings with young people and engaging very lively into the discussion with the young people as if they were young people. And the young people didn't see the difference after, of course, a little bit of hesitation and getting used to those elderly people being present. It depends a lot on the way a person is and what we have seen so far from Pope Francis. He's a man with sparkling eyes when he speaks about the essence of the faith, when he speaks about Christ. And as we saw yesterday in the homily, he really started to glow when he was speaking about this. I'm sure this message gets across. And it doesn't matter how old or young the Pope is. He is able to communicate, I think, with the world about that which is the essence of our faith.
There's a lot of interest in his work in Argentina regarding questions of justice and peace, his work with the poor, the very, very poor, those on the margins of society. What do you think this perhaps is going to bring to the pontificate, perhaps a change of direction there too?
Well, as Christians, we have to get to know Christ, but as soon as we get to know Christ, we hear in the gospel over and over again that we have to recognize Christ, not only in church, in the sacraments, but also in the poor, in those in need. So the social dimension of our faith is very, very important. Always connected to Christ, but essential. So it is very good that the focus will be again, maybe in a new way, on this theme of charity, dealing with people who have problems in their lives, trying to reach out with your helping hand, and also recognizing that we can learn from those people because of their way of believing, their way of living, their way of dealing with other people. So it is a very, very important dimension. So it is very good that the Pope will be able to bring this experience to his pontificate.